Democrat Senator Bob Casey announces prostate cancer diagnosis, surgery looms. By Nick Gilbertson on January 5, 2023. Senator Bob Casey, DPA, announced Thursday that he was diagnosed with prostate cancer last month, and surgery looms in the future. While this news came as a shock, I can report that I have an excellent prognosis, as well as the benefit of exceptional medical care and the unwavering support of my family, wrote Casey in a tweet Thursday morning. The senior senator from Pennsylvania, who is up for re-election in 2024, said he would undergo surgery in the months ahead and is expected to make a full recovery thereafter. I'm confident that my recommended course of treatment will allow me to continue my service in the 118th Congress with minimal disruption, and I look forward to the work ahead, he added. The news comes after Senator Debbie Stabenow, DME, announced that she will be retiring at the end of her term and not seek re-election in 2024, as Breitbart News reported. Following Casey's announcement, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D, among others, sent well wishes to the 62-year-old senator who was first elected in 2006. Lori and I are thinking of Bob and Therese today and sending love and warmth. We look forward to celebrating the senator's recovery and the work we'll do together in the coming years, he wrote. In the United States, prostate cancer is among the most common cancers found in men. Johns Hopkins Medicine's Brady Urological Institute notes. Johns Hopkins Medicine reports. In general, the earlier prostate cancer is caught, the more likely it is for a man to get successful treatment and remain disease-free. The overall prognosis for prostate cancer is among the best of all cancers. Approximately 80% to 85% of all prostate cancers are detected in the local or regional stages, which represent stages 1, 2, and 3. Many men diagnosed and treated at the local or regional stages will be disease-free after 5 years. In 2019, there was a reported 224,733 new cases of prostate cancer in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.